All right. Praise the Lord. Our lesson today is titled Minister Spirit and Life. Now, if we're going to minister spirit and life, we're going to first have to receive spirit and life, aren't we? What did Peter tell the lame man before he was healed at the beautiful gate? He said, "Such as I have, I give to you," right? So we want to receive from the Spirit so that we'll have to give out from the Spirit. And that's what this teaching is all about today. So let's all receive through our hearts, not just get the information. The information is lifeless. It has no spiritual value. It may be great in the natural realm, but what we're talking about is ministering spirit and life. So let's pray for a moment. Father, we thank you and we praise you so much for your glorious word and your wonderful spirit. Lord, we ask that you be with us, that we would receive the fullness of all that you have for us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So this lesson is taken from one of three chapters on reaching out to others in my next book, which is presently titled, now it may change again, Conquer Shame, Rise to Life Union with Christ. Today we're going to hone our capacity to impart logos as rhema through the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. When we minister spirit and life, we, one, recognize that every believer ministers. Two, we trust God for sufficiency through Jesus Christ. Three, we exercise spiritual sight cautiously. Four, we attain confidence through rest. Five, we nurture the Holy Spirit anointing. Six, we impart present revelation. And seven, we minister through an open soul. If we're going to minister spirit and life, we must first recognize that all believers minister. Ministry is not limited to professional clergy. Neither is it limited to the fivefold ministry gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Ministry is compassion that the Lord expresses through all believers. It may be praying for or ministering to someone in healing, deliverance, giving, encouragement, prophesying, or any expression of kindness. The Apostle Paul described the individual believer's ministry saying this: "The whole body, knitted and fit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." You know, part of this is we have to be willing to receive as well as give. If I'm not willing to be ministered to by another member of the body, I'm missing out because of what Paul just said. Every part of the body does its share. Every part. Doesn't matter how seemingly important or if someone has no position at all, if they're a believer, we need to be open to receive, right? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, Paul wrote to believers in Colossae, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. God is the perfect Father, the apostle informed the Ephesians, who leads us all, works through us all, and lives in us all. Ephesians 4:6, Passion Translation. We minister spirit and life by trusting God to give us his sufficiency through Jesus Christ. Secondly, we minister spirit and life by trusting God for our sufficiency through Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul disclosed to the Corinthians, we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians 3, 4-6. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing, Jesus taught his disciples. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. John 6:63. Ministering spirit and life, then, is the Holy Spirit speaking words of spirit and life through us. Ministering spirit and life, then, is the Holy Spirit speaking words of spirit and life through us. This really speaks of humility, doesn't it? This ministry flows from a life lived in the Spirit. It leads believers into a lifestyle lived in the Christ nature rather than the self nature. A lifestyle of honoring the Holy Spirit as the Lord. It's been some time since I taught these two things, so I just put a couple of reminders in here. Remember from our previous teachings, our self nature is the nature of Satan that entered humankind when Adam declared his independence from God by eating the forbidden fruit. The self nature is also known as the self, the flesh, the old man, or our former nature. Our Christ nature is Christ in us. It encompasses the indwelling Christ, the indwelling Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, faith, and the fruit of the Spirit. Also remember from previous teaching, 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 and 18. This is in the Passion Translation. The moment one turns to the Lord with an open heart, the veil is lifted and they see. Now the Lord I'm referring to is the Holy Spirit, and where he is Lord, there is freedom. We are being transfigured into Christ's very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another, and this glorious transfiguration comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. The Apostle Paul informed the Corinthians, we don't preach ourselves, but rather the Lordship of Jesus Christ. For we are your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who said, let brilliant light shine out of darkness, is the one who has cascaded his light into us. The brilliant dawning light of the glorious knowledge of God as we gaze into the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4. Verses 5 and 6, Passion Translation. When we minister Jesus' glory as a brilliant light. Jesus' glory entails all that he is, his power, his majesty, his love, his wisdom, his revelation, his benevolence, his compassion, and much more. The glory of the Lord is therefore multifaceted. It is his brilliant light being reflected through his believers like the facets of a diamond. Jesus' glory in each person is unique. One person reflects Jesus' light through one combination of facets, and another person reflects it through other facets. enter the realm of God's Spirit to clearly reflect His light through your unique facets. Step into your anointing. Realize that your limitations are God's opportunities. Your limitations are God's opportunities. Trust Him. Proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ as a servant to others, sharing with them the brilliant light of the glorious knowledge of God as you gaze into the face of Jesus Christ. I determine not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 5. The ministry of the Spirit comes not through human logic or impressive delivery, but in simplicity and power. Yes. Christian ministry should encourage and assist believers to depend on Christ rather than refine their self-nature. But some expressions of contemporary Christian ministry teach self-empowerment rather than self-denial. One such expression is how-to teaching, in which the teacher offers several steps to achieve a desired goal. The weakness of how-to Christian teaching is it tends to exercise the self-nature rather than the Christ nature. The problem is that it can focus on the mechanics of Christianity rather than the spirit of Christianity. Once mechanics are introduced, the self-nature gains ascendancy over the Christ nature. When people follow the specified steps in the natural instead of in the spirit, and those steps don't work for them, some become discouraged, wonder why it works for others and not for them. You ever been there? I have. They question the goodness of God, and they sometimes even abandon their faith. We therefore must take care to emphasize the enlightenment and empowerment of the Holy Spirit rather than following specified steps in the natural. Another danger of how-to teaching is that it can bring us under the law. How-to teaching instructs the hearer how to achieve a spiritual result through compliance with specified criteria. As the law gave specific criteria for God to bless the children of Israel, how-to teaching can lend human assistance to the scripture, as the Pharisees added rules on how to conform to the law. It can cause people to think that when they have taken these steps in the natural, they will achieve the blessing they are seeking. We know that we are not under the law, but under grace. We also know that people had to keep the whole law, which was impossible because of the weakness of the flesh. But Jesus fulfilled the law for us, taking our judgment on Himself. Therefore, we look to Jesus through the enlightenment and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, rather than working specified criteria to fulfill all our needs. Amen? Let's encourage believers to relate to God themselves, not just ride the coattails of those who are more spiritual. No believer in Christ should have to depend on another person to relate to God for them. Let's teach people to rely on God rather than on their self-nature, taking care to exercise our spiritual sight cautiously. Third, in ministering spirit and life, is exercising spiritual sight cautiously. What God reveals to us is only a portion of His total truth. We therefore must be careful to minister what we perceive in the Spirit without adding to or taking away from the truth we have received. Since we don't have all knowledge, we cannot draw our own conclusions. Our conclusions, based on partial, not entire truth, can be inaccurate. Therefore, we rely on the Holy Spirit for our conclusions as well as for our spiritual sight. Yes. Having begun in the Spirit, let's not digress in the flesh. Even with spiritual sight, we only know in part. So let's exercise our spiritual sight cautiously. One way we exercise spiritual sight cautiously is by ministering out of rest. The fourth way that we minister spirit and life is to rest. In rest, we find confidence that God's works were finished from the foundation of the world. The writer of Hebrews disclosed, "We who have believed do enter that rest, as he has said. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Not only were God's works finished from the foundation of the world, but God specifically created us in Christ Jesus to enact his finished works. As Paul revealed to the Ephesian church, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. In God's rest, we cease from our works. Instead, we enact the works God finished from the foundation of the world, the works that he created us in Christ Jesus to walk in. God spoke to the prophet Isaiah, "Those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God, as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired." Isaiah 40:31, Amplified Bible. As we rest, waiting on the Lord, one way God changes and renews our strength and power is with his Holy Spirit anointing. Our fifth way of ministering spirit and life is nurturing the Holy Spirit anointing. Just as God ministers through every believer, he also anoints each believer for ministry with a unique anointing, an anointing of the Holy Spirit unlike anyone else's. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is like a flame. We cannot possess or keep the flame. We can't put it in a box and store it for safekeeping. The anointing has a life of its own. We cannot create it. We can only nurture it. We provide the conditions for the anointing to flourish. Without our providing those conditions, the anointing weakens and vanishes. The way we live produces the conditions for the flame of the anointing to flourish or vanish. As a natural flame requires fuel, so does the flame of the anointing. Denying our self nature fuels the flame. Yielding to our self nature extinguishes the flame. We must confront ourselves. Is the way we live conducive for the flame of the Holy Spirit anointing to flourish? Do we live our lives yielded to the Holy Spirit? Or are we self-directed? Is our wood wet or dry? Is our life holy or unholy? Christ-like or not Christ-like? God's anointing activates revelation, spiritual enlivening of spiritual truth. Active revelation is present, not past or future. We therefore minister the Holy Spirit anointing through present revelation. Our sixth way of ministering spirit and life is imparting present revelation. We'll address two aspects of present revelation, timing and form. Our first aspect is timing. All biblical truth stays alive day to day, but the anointing on that truth changes the life and power of that truth one day to the next. We might say the same logos stays alive day to day, but the related rhema, the actively anointed or quickened logos, may not be active one day to the next. In other words, rhema is time sensitive, logos is not. When logos becomes rhema to us, we can then impart that logos as rhema to others. What is built on past revelation without the anointing of the Holy Spirit is intellectual, on the mental level rather than on the spiritual level. It cannot impart the spirit, life, or power of present revelation, nor can it exercise its authority. Simply repeating past revelation in the flesh renders it powerless and ineffective. However, repeating past revelation through the prompting of the Holy Spirit produces words of spirit and life, words filled with life, power, and impact of present revelation. Our second aspect of present revelation is form. The Apostle Paul warned Timothy to turn away from people having a form of godliness but denying its power, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3, 5-7. The more knowledge we gain, the more we tend to rely on that knowledge without also depending on the Spirit of God. And the more we emphasize our knowledge without this dependence, the more we influence others to do the same. We therefore purpose to depend on God and encourage others to trust not only in the knowledge of God or the knowledge of His Word, but also to trust in the one who gave us His Word, God Himself. Communicating the knowledge of the Word without also imparting the Spirit of the Word reduces the revelation of the Bible to mere biblical knowledge. We may have a form of godliness while denying its power when we teach biblical principles without the Holy Spirit's anointing. Many suppose that if speaking or writing is intellectually consistent with the Word, that it automatically carries the anointing of the Spirit. Not so. Biblical knowledge only transfers information. It's spiritually dead and powerless. But revelation reveals spiritual truth and carries the life and power of the Holy Spirit. Revelation cannot come through our own effort. We can't work it up, and we can't think it up. Revelation, being of the Spirit, is transferred through the heart. Knowledge, being of the intellect, is communicated through the mind. If we try to work revelation through our mind, we reduce it to mere lifeless information. What is spoken or written in the Spirit must also be heard or read in the Spirit to receive the life, power, impact, and effectual application of the Spirit. What we perceive in the Spirit cannot be conveyed through natural thought expressed in natural words. The Apostle Paul informed the Corinthian church, "We are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit." 1 Corinthians 2:13, Amplified. We impart revelation by yielding to the Spirit of God in all communications of truth. We also encourage others to yield to the Spirit in receiving our communications of truth. Paul prayed for believers in Ephesus that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Excuse me. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe. Ephesians 1, 17 through 18. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God activates the Logos, the overall knowledge of God, as Rhema, the specific, active, anointed word of God. Through this Rhema, we know the hope of His calling, the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe. Imparting present revelation empowers people to receive the spirit of the ministry being offered through the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they may know the hope of His calling, the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe. This spirit, this ministry, penetrates much deeper than merely prompting people to implement biblical principles with their natural abilities. It supernaturally motivates them to yield to the Holy Spirit for Him to work the spirit of the ministry within them. One way we help people receive this present revelation is by ministering through our open soul. It's gotten quiet in here. The seventh way we minister spirit and life is through our open soul. The Apostle Paul endured unthinkable hardship and mistreatment. Yet he rejected bitterness and offense. He refused to protect himself through cover-up, deceit, pretense, or projected image. The Apostle rejected the temptation to use the world's shameful methods and freely ministered out of his open soul. We reject every shameful cover-up and refuse to resort to cunning trickery or distorting the Word of God, the Apostle Paul informed believers in Corinth. Instead, we open our hearts to you by presenting the truth to everyone's conscience in the sight and presence of God. 2 Corinthians 4:2, Passion Translation. This became quite a puzzle to me, because a challenge, because I went to look up the word soul, and it wasn't there. So I had my whole point was minister with an open soul, and the word soul wasn't there. So this is what I found out. The word soul does not appear in the Greek. The Amplified Bible translates this verse: we commend ourselves in the sight and presence of God to every man's conscience. The word commend is Strong's definition 4921. It means to introduce favorably, to exhibit. W.E. Vine adds, to represent as worthy. Both the Passion Translation and the Amplified Bible state in the sight and presence of God. Paul and his associates, therefore, introduced themselves favorably, represented themselves as worthy, and exhibited themselves in the sight and presence of God. They were truthful and transparent. Last Sunday, Pastor Dave gave us an excellent example of this when he gave the example of his responding to a person in an inappropriate way. He ministered to us with an open soul. How did that, how did you receive that? Did that help you receive what he was saying? Of course it did. Of course it did. They refused to protect themselves through cover-up, deceit, pretense, or projected image. Even when faced with criticism, rejection, and mistreatment, they ministered with open souls. Let's, like the Apostle Paul, minister from our open soul, rejecting bitterness and offense, and refusing to protect ourselves through cover-up, deceit, pretense, or projected image, even when faced with criticism, rejection, and mistreatment. Let's minister spirit and life. So here's how we minister spirit and life. We recognize that all believers minister. We trust God through Jesus Christ that although we are insufficient in ourselves, we receive sufficiency from Him, and He makes us ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. We take care not to add to, take away from, or erroneously interpret with our natural reasoning the truth we receive from the Holy Spirit. We enter God's rest to do the works that He created us in Christ Jesus to do, works He finished from the foundation of the world. We nurture the Holy Spirit anointing by living our lives in a way that fuels the flame of the Holy Spirit. We impart present revelation, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit, so they receive logos activated as rhema through the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. We minister from an open soul, rejecting bitterness and offense, and refusing to protect ourselves through cover-up, deceit, pretense, or projected image, even when faced with criticism, rejection, or mistreatment. We minister spirit, and we minister life. We have a prayer and a confession. And as we've done before, I think what I'd like to do is I'll read it to you first, because you need to know what you're going to say before you say it, right? If you're going to pray this, then you need to know what it is. In other words, how can you agree? So I'll read through the prayer, and then we can recite that together. Father God, I desire to minister spirit and life. Please awaken me to recognize that all believers minister. Please give me such trust in Christ toward you that although I am insufficient in myself, I receive sufficiency from you, and you make me a minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Please protect me from adding to, taking away from, or erroneously interpreting with my natural reasoning the truth I am receiving by your Spirit. Please help me to enter your rest, to do the works that you created me in Christ Jesus to do, works you finished from the foundation of the world. Help me to nurture the Holy Spirit anointing by living my life in a way that fuels the flame of the Holy Spirit. Please empower me to impart present revelation, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit, so they receive logos activated as rhema through the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Please enable me to refuse bitterness and offense and minister through my open soul without protecting myself through cover-up, deceit, pretense, or projected image, even when faced with criticism, rejection, or mistreatment. Empower me to minister spirit and life. Is that something you can agree to? Amen. Is that something you desire? Shall we read that together? Father God, I desire to minister spirit and life. Please awaken me to recognize that all believers minister. Please give me such trust through Christ toward you that although I am insufficient in myself, I receive sufficiency from you, and you make me a minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Please protect me from adding to, taking away from, or erroneously interpreting with my natural reasoning the truth I am receiving by your Spirit. Help me to enter your rest to do the works that you created me in Christ Jesus to do, works you finished from the foundation of the world. Help me to nurture the Holy Spirit anointing by living my life in a way that fuels the flame of the Holy Spirit. Please empower me to impart present revelation, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit, so they receive the Logos activated as Rhema through the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Please enable me to refuse bitterness and offense and minister through my open soul without protecting myself through cover-up, deceit, pretense, projected image, even when faced with criticism, rejection, mistreatment. Empower me to minister spirit and life. Then we have our confession. Let me go ahead and read that. I am a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust God through Christ, although I am insufficient in myself. I receive sufficiency from him, and he makes me a minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. I take care not to add to, take away from, or erroneously interpret with my natural reasoning the truth I am receiving from the Holy Spirit. I enter God's rest to do the works that he created me to do in Christ Jesus, works he finished from the foundation of the world. I nurture the Holy Spirit anointing by living my life in a way that fuels the flame of the Holy Spirit. I impart present revelation, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. So they receive Logos activated as Rhema through the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. I refuse bitterness and offense and minister through my open soul without protecting myself through cover-up, deceit, pretense, or projected image. Even when faced with criticism, rejection, or mistreatment, I minister spirit and I minister life. Is that something you can proclaim? Let's read that, believing it. Believing it. Everyone here has this capability, has this capacity. No one is without the Holy Spirit. No one is excluded from what we have heard today. Amen? So here we go. I am a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust God through Christ that although I am insufficient in myself, I receive sufficiency from him, and he makes me a minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. I take care not to add to or take away from or erroneously interpret with my natural reasoning the truth I am receiving from the Holy Spirit. I enter God's rest to do the works that he created me in Christ Jesus to do, works he finished from the foundation of the world. I nurture the Holy Spirit anointing by living my life in a way that fuels the flame of the Holy Spirit. I impart present revelation, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit, so they receive logos activated as rhema through the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. I refuse bitterness and offense and minister through my open soul without protecting myself through cover-up, deceit, pretense, or projected image, even when faced with criticism, rejection, or mistreatment. I minister spirit and I minister life. Amen. Glory to God.